Good morning, Augusta. I thought we'd learn a little bit this morning, both about Purim as well as Purim Katan, with, I guess, full awareness that I maybe missed the boat a little bit with Purim Katan, but I'm hoping that enough of the discussion pertains to Purim as well, that maybe it's still a little bit timely, given that we're already within Shloshim Yom. The source in the Gemara for Purim Katan, as well as in general for how we deal with Hashanah Muvaris, and we have two Adars, is the Mishnah in Megillah and Vav and Medrash. It's the first Maromokum here. Mishnah describes the case just to set the stage for the Mishnah, so we just have to remind ourselves that they continued setting the calendar monthly and annually until the end of the time of the Chachmei HaGemara, so that they didn't have a luach, which either their insurance agent or their accounting mechanic or whoever sent out to them, telling them whether it was going to be a Shana Muvaris or a Chodesh Muvar. But monthly, Besdin decided whether it would be a Chodesh Muvar, and annually they decided whether it would be a Shana Muvaris. So the Mishnah actually describes the case where Yud Dalet Adar rolls around. At this point, Besdin has yet to proclaim that it's going to be a Shana Muvaris. So everything is people are carving Purim. Before Rosh Chodesh Adar, they had Parsha Shkolim. The Shabbos beforehand was Parsha Zofa. So the Mishnah describes it, Korolos HaMegillah, the Adar HaRisham, and the Sarva HaShama. And then Besdin makes the decision sometime between Yudalit and Chochmah. They make the decision that this year should be a Shana Muvaris. So the Mishnah says that even to the Abed, you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah in Adar HaRisham, and Korolos of the Adar HaSheni. Ein ben Adar HaRisham, Adar HaSheni, ala Kriyas HaMegillah, Matanas Davion. The only points of discrepancy, the Mishnah says, between the two Adars is Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas Davion. So what exactly does this mean? So the Gemara goes on to quote three opinions. Maybe we'll just look at it quickly. If you take a look here, Gemara. Hole inyan say the parashah zev zeh shoven. The implication in the Mishnah seems to be that at least b'di'avad, you can be yotzei the dalet parashios and adar rishon. Right? The Mishnah seems to say that you weren't yotzei the mitzvahs of Purim, but the shkolim, zofa, etc., that one was yotzei in adar rishon. So mani masnisim lo tanakam v'lo v'lezer v'yosef v'lo v'mishim v'yom liel. We're familiar with three views in the Tanoim, but this Mishnah doesn't seem to correspond with any of them. The sanya peros and megillah v'adar rishon v'sava ashana. So as the Gemara will say, the Tanakhama doesn't match up with our Mishnah, because the Tanakhama seems to say Yotzei everything other than Kriyas HaMegillah. But Lazar of Yossi, Omner in Kohenos of Adar HaSheni, Shekhom Mitzvah Shenogos V'Sheni Nogos V'Rishon. But Lazar of Yossi doesn't match up with our Mishnah, because he says that L'chatchila you observe Purim in Adar Rishon. He's certainly not the Tana of our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omne Mishum Rav Yossi Af Koren Also BaAdar HaSheni. Rav Shimon Gamliel also says you have to read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni. Shekol Mitzvah should know those B'Sheni, ain't know those B'Rishon. That you can't be Yotzei anything in Adar Rishon. What we associate with Chodesh Adar, Dalet Parshios, all the mitzvahs of Purim, you can't be Yotzei any of that in Adar Rishon. Now here comes the key line in terms of the issue of Purim Katan. V'shavin, all three Tanoim, all three are on the same page when it comes to Shavin behesvid v'tainis shasun bazer bazer. That again, according to the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you cannot observe Purim in Adar Rishon, but they do agree that what we call Purim Katan is also behesved uber tainis. And, of course, Rabbi Lezer of Yossi would say the same thing about Yudal and Tezvav in Adar Sheni. Now, the Gemara proceeds here to figure out who our Mishnah matches up with. either by understanding the Mishnah differently, understanding the Tanoim and the Brisa differently, but let's zero in on this question of Purim Katan. So all the Gemara says, the only din in which the Gemara associates with Purim Katan is Shavim Behesped V'Tainus, that there is an Isser Hesped V'Tainus on Purim Katan. And in fact, Tosfos, the second Maromotim that you have here, if you look in the second line of the Tosfos, towards the end of the line, the Yeshin Noagin, so Tosfos says, the Yeshin Noagin lasos yime mishter v'simcha, v'arba asa u'v'chamisha asa shal adu harishon. That some make, they have a Suda, they make it mishter v'simcha on what we call Purim Katan as well. Tosfos says, "V'riyata d'masnisa nami mashmaken." Right? At first glance, the Mishnah would support this view. "V'dikoama ela mikra megillah bilvad u'matanos aniyim mechlal d'le'inyan mishne v'simcha zev v'zeshavim." Tosfos says, the Mishnah says the only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is kriyas ha'megillah matanos avyonim. So apparently, le'inyan mishne v'simcha, there's no disparity between the two. Says Tosfos, but that's not right. V'lo nihira. So how minin be Gemara how the inyan hesped v'tainus zev zeshavim? Right, we just read in the Gemara. The Gemara says the only thing that Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni have in common, that Purim Katan and Purim have in common, is hesped v'tainus. The isurim of hesped v'tainus. Mechlal the mishna v'simcha leka. That so apparently, if the least common denominator, if what they had in common was greater, so then the Gemara should have said, "Hola inyan mishna v'simcha zev zeshav." It shouldn't have said, "Hola inyan hesped v'tainus zev zeshav." So Tosfos says, and Tosfos further argues the point: the al kochacha lo tal yehabah. The two are not interdependent; they don't go hand in hand necessarily. The e tal yehabah la ashmeina the mishna v'simcha nagu v'hu. So Tosfos says in Megillas Tainus, right? The only remnants of which we have are Purim and Chanukah, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us the Megillas Tainus Batla. But Megillas Tainus lists the many, many sort of the minor Yom Tovim which they had during Baruch Sheni to commemorate different miracles which had happened. So again, we haven't really heard of this because the Gemara tells us that Megillas Tainus Batla, and that all those days which are listed in Megillas Tainus that we no longer observe, we no longer commemorate.
Is there a difference between Tosfos and Tosfos Gemara regarding whether or not when it came to Purim Rishon, was it, you know, they didn't know at the time?
No, from the times of the transition happened, the Rambam says at the end of the days of Abayim Rava. So at that point,
right, but I'm saying the Mishnah,
fixed calendar.
Right, but at the time of the Mishnah, maybe the reason why the Mishnah says that, you know, that you, there's a position in Tanaim that everyone, you go to all, like, Purim Rishon and Lig, you go to everything, is because you, at the time, you thought it was Purim Rishon. You didn't realize it until later. But maybe it comes to Tosfos where already you know it's already, it's not going to be Purim, it'll be different. Does that make a difference?
In terms of who? Rabbi Elazar of Yosef?
In terms of any of the comments. In terms of the Yesh Nogin. Maybe that it was based on Yesh Nogin to have it. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the question is, when do you know that it's, do I know it's Purim Katan or it's not Purim Katan?
But so the Yesh Nogin is in our day, in the days of the Valley of Tosfos. Our days that we know ahead of time. That it's Adar Rishon, that's not going to turn out to be a Stam Adar. And the question is, what observance we're supposed to have on what we call Purim Katan? So the Yesh Nogin say that Le'inyan Simcha, that there's no difference between Purim Katan and our Purim. And Tosfos says no, otherwise the Gemara should have said, Ha Le'inyan Mishna Simcha Zev Zeh Shavim.
Why didn't refer to it as Purim Katan?
Pesach Sheni is more of a Pesach than Purim Katan is a Purim. So Pesach Sheni has all the dinim. The when the Torah uses the word Pesach, the Torah doesn't use it the way we use it colloquially. Right? We use Pesach, right, when we're saying which hotel we're going away to. So we say, for Pesach, we're going to this hotel. So we use Pesach to refer to the Yontif. And the Gemara said that the Torah uses Pesach about the Korban. That Pesach Hashem refers to the Korban Pesach. So in that sense, Pesach Sheni has all the dinim of whatever dinim are a function of Pesach Rishon, not a function of the Yontif of Chag HaMatzos, so you have all those dinim on Pesach Sheni as well. The difference is, again, that many of the Pesach Rishon, so there's no Chometz Imo Bavayis. In Pesach Sheni is Chometz Imo Bavayis. But all the discrepancies are not really discrepancies in terms of the Korban Pesach. The more discrepancies in that Pesach Rishon comes in conjunction with the Asher Zin, a Yontif of Chag HaMatzos for 7 days, and Pesach Sheni doesn't. But it's basically a second shot at the Korban Pesach. Masha and Cain hopefully will try to define exactly what the Korban Pesach is, but according to everyone, it's not the equivalent of the real Korban. It's not that we have two go-rounds of the Purim.
Did you set this up, I think, in your first sentence by saying that you didn't know until after Purim? You said it was between the time of Purim and the end of the month of Adar that you would declare the son of Nebuchadnezzar. So,
Lavdavka, it could happen as late as that. It didn't have to happen as late as that. Right, which is the case in this. It didn't have to happen that way. They weren't allowed to proclaim a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. It couldn't be done before Rosh Hashanah. They were supposed to wait until after Rosh Hashanah. But any point after Rosh Hashanah, until the 29th day of Adar, they could make it into a leap year. Sometimes, if the leap year was necessitated the way we have it, according to our fixed calendar, just by considerations of keeping our lunar cycle in sync with the solar years, so then presumably if they made the calculations ahead of time, they could have declared the next year of Shana Mubaris way before Chodesh Adar. When they were doing it in response to weather conditions, the drachim were impassable because of the winter rains and such, so then it was more likely to be a last-minute call. But it could have happened either way. The Mishnah happens to be describing a case to tell us how the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel think that even Bidiyavid you can't fulfill Purim in Adar Rishon, so the Mishnah chooses a case where, at the time, it seemed to have been Purim. Now, at any rate, so Tosfos' argument in terms of Purim Katan is as follows. So Tosfos says that Purim Katan only has an Issa Hester B'Tainis. That's all the Brisa says, that's all the Gemara says that people agree on. And what's more, Tosa says, you can't say that whenever you have an Issa Hesped V'Tainis, you have a Mitzvah Simcha. It's not true. Of all the many, many days which were listed in the Givus Tainis, so most of them only had Issa Hesped V'Tainis and didn't have any Mitzvah Simcha. So you can't say that Issa Hesped V'Tainis is a code word for Mitzvah Simcha. It's not true. Most of the days in the Givus Tainis, they didn't go hand in hand. So that's Tosfos' opinion. They think the Yesha Noagin doesn't have any basis. Now the Ran, based in the fourth Maromokim here, based on the Gemara and Heimat base, which you have here in Maromokim number 3, so the Ran says, it may be true in general that Isser Hesved V'Tainis, not having a eulogy and not fasting, doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with Mishter V'Simcha, with having a special Seudah, but if you take a look in the Gemara Megillah and Hayim and Beis, which you have here in Mount Mokka number 3, Hatani Rav Yosef, Simcha Mishter V'Yomtov, Simcha Melamed Shasur V'Hesped, Mishter Melamed Shasur V'Tainis. So the Gemara here says, maybe that's true in general, that Hesped V'Tainis doesn't have to link up with Mishter V'Simcha, but in the case of Purim Katan, in the case of Purim, it does. On Purim, the source for the Issa Hesped V'Tainis is the Chi of Mishter V'Simcha. So the obvious question on Tosfos is, so what do I care that the Chveis, that on Rosh Chodesh we have an Issa Hesped V'Tainis, but we don't have a Mitzvah Simcha? Fine, so on Rosh Chodesh, that's separate. But in Purim, the Gemara says explicitly that the Issa Hesved Matanis is rooted in the Kriya Mishnah V'Simcha. So what kind of proof was Tosfos bringing? Okay. Now the Ran, based on this Gemara, is of the opinion, if you take a look at the Ran, source number 4, the fourth line from the end, the Korel Hadova, at the beginning of the line, the Korel Hadova, Gan Kain, Shero'u Lahavos V'Se'uda V'Yedali Shevarisham. So the Ran says, the truth is, he says, I really think, it seems to me, right, I'm close to telling you, with the, he's not quite saying it definitively, but this is what he really thinks, is that there should be Vibli Se'uda, there should be, the meal should be enhanced, it should be upgraded. When you eat lunch on Purim Katan, the lunch should be upgraded. He says, Aval inyan mishloach manos, kevan de donu le matanas le avyonim, de lesson hu ele b'sheni, mashma de at mishloach manos, enu ele b'sheni. So the Ran says that Purim Katan, there should be some element of Mishnah V'Simcha, there should be Vivei Suda, but you don't have any of the other mitzvahs of Purim. No other of the mitzvahs of Purim. Now, the Ran is also difficult to understand, so what exactly is Purim Katan? So what kind of Birya B'fnei Atzma is it? We don't carry over Megillah, we don't carry over Shalach Manas, we don't carry over Matanos L'Avyonim, but somehow or other, the mitzvah simcha we have. But what we generally think of it as as one indivisible unit. So according to Tosfos, we don't understand how does Tosfos not acknowledge the fact that the Issa Hesped, the tainus of Purim, is rooted in Mishnah V'Simcha. So how does Tosfos deny that there's Mishnah V'Simcha in Purim Katan? According to the Ran, if there is Mishnah V'Simcha in Purim Katan, so how is the Mishnah V'Simcha, how do you spin that off from all the other mitzvahs hayom of Purim? Now, the Ran's sort of isolation of Mishnah V'Simcha is even more surprising in light of the fact that it's true that we're bringing rayas from Eder Rishon and not from the Ran himself, but there is a general trend of thought that the other mitzvahs hayom also tie in with simcha. It's not even that our difficulty in the Ran is exacerbated by the fact that, as we'll see in a minute, it would seem to be that Shalach Manos and Matanos L'Avyonim are also expressions of simcha. Where do we find the proof of that? So if you take a look here in source 5, in a famous halacha in the Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch then follows as well. So the Rambam writes that in planning a person's budget for Purim, so in terms of allocating whatever funds a person has available to spend on Purim, so mutav la'odav lahardos v'matanas la'avyonim, v'lahardos v'sudaso u'v'shvarach manos l'reyot. So the majority of one's budget should be allocated for matanas la'avyonim, rather than for the whatever expenses that the Seuda will bring about and Shalach Manos. Why is that? She'en sham simcha gedola u'mefu'ora elu l'sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim v'almanos v'gerim. She'ham l'sameach lev ha'umlolim ha'elu doma v'shchina she'nem alahachayos ruach shefolim ulahachayos lev nitkayim. Because the Rambam says that Matanos L'Avyonim is the highest form of simcha. That's why it has priority in terms of allocating the Purim budget. Now, clearly, right, if you're going to rank Matanos L'Avyonim above Shalach Manos and Seuda, based on the fact that Matanos L'Avyonim is the highest form of simcha, so it means that all three represent simcha, right? All three are manifestations of simcha, and then, well, if this is the greatest form of simcha, then this should have priority. Let's say, for instance, if you think that Shalach Manos has got nothing to do with simcha, so then the answer to the Rambam is, so what? So what that Matanos L'Avyonim is the highest form of simcha? How do you know that simcha is more important than Shalach Manos? But if Matanas Levyonim Shalach Manas and Sudas Purim are all creating and generating and spreading simcha from different angles and in different forms and in different venues. So if they're all simcha, so then the standard by which to rank them is which is the greatest and the highest form of simcha. So that's what the Rambam says. I think that clearly the highest form of simcha is Matanas Levyonim. Now there would seem at first glance to be a Gemara against this. The Gemara talks about what the opening Sugya in Megillah discusses, as you recall, about the takana of Yom HaKnisa. Right? The Gemara says that we no longer have that Bizman Hazeh. But once upon a time there was a takana of Yom HaKnisa, that if you lived in a village or something where there was no regular minyan, there was no regular minyan, you had a dispensation to read the Megillah on Sheni v'Chamishi, on Monday or Thursday, before Yud Daled or Tezvah. That was the dispensation of Yom HaKnisa. So what did you do with the other mitzvahs Hayom? The people who lived, the people who took advantage of the heter of Yom HaKnisa, so what did they do with the other mitzvahs Hayom? So on the bottom of Daled and the days, the Gemara has as follows. Going over to Heyman Aleph, Tanya na mihafi, afalti sha'amru kfar magdimim liyom ha'knisa, govin bol bayom u'machalkin bol bayom. That Matanas Levyonim was also on the Yom HaKnisa. That Matanas Levyonim was also advanced the Yom HaKnisa. The Gemara says, afalti sha'amru. Even though you have Kriyas and Megillah on Yom HaKnisa, what, despite that you have Matanas Levyonim? Adrav, mishum da'amru hu. It's a causal connection. The only reason you could have Matanas Levyonim before you Dalit is because it's a Zaman of Kriyas and Megillah. Ella, no, that's what the Baisa should say. Hoil v'amdu shekvar magdim l'yom ha'knisa, govin bo bayom, u'mechalkin bo bayom. Since the kvarim, the villagers, have this dispensation to read on Sheni v'chamishi before Yadavud or Tezvav. So Chazal said, let's distribute Matanas Levyonim in conjunction with Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? B'nei she'eneihem shel aniyim nesuos b'mikvei Megillah. Because the aniyim, so destitute, and they wait with great anticipation for Purim, so they associate receiving Matanas Levyonim with Kriyas HaMegillah. Avol simcha eino heges ela bizmanah. So Matanas Levyonim, you do advance to Yom HaKnisa, but Simcha, even for the villagers, should be on Yadav or Tezvav. So doesn't this Gemara at least partially contradict the Rambam? Because doesn't this Gemara say that Matanas Levyonim is not Simcha? Right? So if anything, this Gemara would seem to contradict the Rambam. But if you take a look, you see that Rashi goes out of his way to defend the Rambam here, as it were, right? Then Rashi comments here on Heyamid Aleph, Simcha shel Machal Mishten. What else would the Gemara have meant? And if Rashi had kept silence, so what else would the Gemara have meant? No, so clearly Rashi must have understood like the Rambam also, that Simchas Purim is not identified exclusively with Seuda. Simchas Purim is also, okay, does he mean Shalach Manas? There's no proof, but he clearly means Matanas Levyonim as well, and it's pretty cogent to assume that he would also extend that to Shalach Manas, and that's why Rashi said that when the Braisa says that Simcha Eino Hegel El Bizman, it doesn't mean all the forms of Simcha, it means Dafka, the Simcha of Machal Mishta. But the other forms of the Simcha, at least in terms of Matanas Levyonim, Rashi certainly agrees with the Rambam. Now all of this, all of this, again, exacerbates our problem in the Ran. The Ran's Purim Katan is that there's Mishta L'Simcha, but there's nothing else that we associate with Purim. So, okay, so it would be bad enough if somehow or other we spun off Simcha of Purim from all the other mitzvahs of Purim, but the problem is it's not even such a neat cut, because even the Simcha of Purim is not all extended or transposed to Purim Katan, because we only have one form of the Simcha. So how exactly do we make this cut and say, well, the Mishnah, the Simcha we have, but the others, we don't.
And that's why he limited the
100%. So we're just going to try to get a little bit of a handle of so what simcha is there in Purim Katan and what simcha isn't there. But you're definitely right. So we're going to try. I'm not sure if we'll fully understand it, but at least to partially understand it.
What is the moment for something?
So one, we're gonna in a few minutes, Leonardo, we'll see another perspective on it as well. But the
is there an element of trust?
According to the Rambam, it's a way of generating simcha, way of generating simcha, because simcha is supposed to be inclusive. So it was the rationale for the mitzvah of Shalat Monis is again to spread simcha amongst others as well. Aren't you excited when your neighbor brings you the apple and the little box of raisins that he gave to the other 50 people?
It's a lot of it.
There's
Hashem,
there's
like
Hashem,
there's
Hashem,
there's
Hashem,
there's
Hashem,
there's
Hashem,
there's
Hashem,
there's
Hashem,
there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's
Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's Hashem, there's which is, we know that the Kriyas HaMegillah, that the Gemara says, is Pirsumei Nisa, and the Simcha in Purim is also a way of Pirsumei Nisa, right? When you're walking on the street in Purim and you see everyone Sameach and Sameach, so clearly that has the effect of Pirsumei Nisa as well. So the Simcha in Purim is driven by two things. A, on your Yudalad Ador and Tezvav Ador, depending upon on where one is, one's residence. So there is a mitzvah simcha by virtue of the 14th of Adar is mechayiv and simcha, the 15th of Adar is mechayiv and simcha, but then there's another idea also that the simcha itself contributes to the Pirsumei Nisa. I think it's intuitive, but I'd like to try to at least, I don't know if give a compelling proof, but at least show how different lines converge with this idea. First of all, we've seen that the Rambam says that the Shalach Monos and Matanos Ba'avyonim are simcha. Now, seemingly a different perspective is offered by the Vilna Gaon. We know that the Gemara says in Maror Mokom number 8 that Rabbi Shulman Levi says of Nashim Achayavos and Mikra Megillah, right? And as Tosis points out, the Chiddush, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah sesei shehazman grama, because of the reason of Achein Hori Balsanes. Okay, whoever was a beneficiary or whoever was a catalyst for the miracle is obligated in Mikra Megillah. What about the other mitzvahs hayom? So the Gemara is silent on that question. What about Shalach Monos, Matanos Ba'avyonim, and Noshim Chayavos? So the Gemara doesn't say that explicitly. So in Shulchan Aruch here, in Maror Mokom, number 9, so the Ramah writes, the second line from the end of this Maror Mokom, that Isha Chayaves b'matanos b'avyonim u'mishloach monos ke'ish. That a woman is equally obligated in these other mitzvahs as well. And then Kayadua, but when it comes to Shalach Monos, so Isha Tishlach le'ish, the Isha, the Ish, the Ish, that a woman should send to a woman, and the man to a man. Now, what's the makor for this? So the Gra says, if you take a look in Makom number 10, where in, it says Ve'isha in bold print, so the Gra says, Kemosha Kosov Sham Dalet Amud Aleph. Right, now the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph is silent. It doesn't say anything about Shalach Manas and Matanas Lev Yonim. If you look it up, you won't find such a statement in the Gemara. But clearly what the Gaon is implying is that the reason of Afhein Hayu Ba'osah HaNes applies equally to Shalach Manas and Matanas Lev Yonim. That's the clear indication in the Gemara. Now, where do we have Afein Hayu Ba'osah HaNes? So again, this is well known, but the Rav used to quote his father and say that Afein Hayu Ba'osah HaNes is only a rationale when the mitzvah is a mitzvah pesumei nisa, right? I think this is written up in one of the masoras as well. That the Chassam Sofer has a question: why don't you say that women should be obligated in tefillin because of Afein Hayu Ba'osah HaNes? Tefillin is zechli yetzias Mitzrayim, so Afein Hayu Ba'osah HaNes. So let women be obligated in tefillin because of Afein Hayu Ba'osah HaNes. So the Rav used to quote his father who said that by tefillin, so it's zechli yetzias Mitzrayim is sort of a tam. It's in the realm of tamei mitzvahs. But in terms of the substance of the mitzvah, the substance of the mitzvah is not that we're being the farsein yetzias Mitzrayim. The substance of the mitzvah is you put the bias on the shalyad, on the arm and the shel rosh. But by Megillah, by Nechanike, by Dalet Kelso, so there the substance of the mitzvah is Pesumei Nisa. And you only say Afein Hayu Ba'osah HaNes when there is Pesumei Nisa. So the Vilna Gaon then is telling us that Shalach Manas and Matanas Lev Yonim and Kriyas and Megillah are all about Pesumei Nisa. Right? So the Rambam tells us that Shalach Manas and Matanas Lev Yonim is all about Simcha. The Vilna Gaon tells us that it's all about Pesumei Nisa. So the truth is that in light of what we were suggesting, these two lines really converge. That the Simcha is a way of being Mepharsim HaNes. It's not necessarily the case that the Rambam and the Gaon, and they could be going in different directions, but in this case, that's not what's happening. It's rather the Rambam saying it's Simcha, that feeds into what the Gra tells us, that it's Pesumei Nisa, and that's exactly the idea we were trying to develop, that on Purim, the Simcha itself is a form of Pesumei Nisa. The fact that everyone is walking around, Sameach u'Mesameach, is a primary form of Pesumei Nisa. I just want to mention one more thing, then I'll stop with the question. You find in the Orchos Chaim a very, very interesting shita. The Orchos Chaim, it's a liquid on Shulchan Aruch Orchos Chaim. See, he quotes, sometimes, let's say if people are going to be in a rush to get out right after davening, Purim morning, for whatever reason, so sometimes you see that people come to shul already with some Shalach Manas, so they'll distribute Shalach Manas. And if they're anticipating rushing out of shul afterwards, so they'll even maybe give the Shalach Manas when they come in the morning. They'll give the Shalach Manas, and then right after Megillah, for whatever the exigencies may happen to be, so then they have to run off. So he says it's not so poshut. He says, I am the Sefer Tikkun Moshe, the Hilchos Purim, Shekasav Dim Hikdim Mishloach Monos, Vuhu Adin Matanos Lev Yonim Vusu'uda Kodim Kriyas HaMegillah Lo Yotze. But there has to be a sequence here. And all the mitzvahs Hayom have to follow Kriyas HaMegillah. But you can't, I can't tell you that whether everyone agrees with this, I can't tell you. But that's what he quotes, that there are some who are of the opinion that you can't be Yotzei Shalach Manas or Matanos Lev Yonim or Seuda for that matter before you Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah. So according to what we're discussing, it makes perfect sense that the Kriyas HaMegillah, you tell the story of the Neis Purim, and then after that, after telling the story of the Neis of Purim, so then when you give Shalach Manas and Matanos Lev Yonim, so then this Simcha is a Simcha of Pesumei Nisa. But if you haven't explained what the cause for the celebration is, if you walk in dancing and only 5 hours later you explain to people why you were dancing, so then it's a venato, right? It doesn't go.
You had the Megillah the night before.
So the Megillah the night before. Let's digress a minute to discuss that. The Megillah the night before. The question, what exactly the pshat in that is, right? That also Reb Shulam lately, that the chayvah and lichos and Megillah ba'layla v'lishnosa ba'yom. So you don't have any of the other mitzvahs of Purim at night. A. B. It's a funny lashon of chayvah and lichos and Megillah ba'layla v'lishnosa ba'yom. I mean, that much math we can do in our own. Tell me, chayvah and lichos and Megillah ba'layla u'ba'yom. What do you mean v'lishnosa ba'yom? So you almost get the impression, and I was told that the Rav Zichron Levracha, I didn't hear this, but I was told that the Rav Zichron Levracha said this. The impression you get that the Chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah at night is only that the Megillah Bayom will be the second time. Ad kedai kach, that the Rav said, what will be, lu yitzuyo, Rahman Ratzam, someone's going in for surgery. It's surgery which can't be postponed, so they're going to start prepping him for the surgery at 5 a.m. on Purim morning. And then he's going to be under anesthesia, he's not going to come out. So there's no way he's going to have a Kriya Bayom. After the cut, the Rav said that he wouldn't be chayav to read the Megillah at night. But the whole point of the Kriya San Megillah at night is that it should be Lishnosa Bayom. It sets the stage that somehow or other the fact that a person is showing that the story of Purim is so chavit that he's rereading it. He's not just reading it, but he's rereading it because he read it last night. He's rereading it now. So the whole Kriyas and Megillah Balayla is just to set the stage that it should be Lishnosa Bayom. The mice, it is a Takonas Chazal. I mean, it's not. If it was something that we sort of improvise on our own, then we wouldn't. But it is a Takonas Chazal. I saw in. One of the Likutim of the Piskei Halachim of Shlomo Zalman. So he apparently also. So basically, if you combine the fact that A, of all the mitzvahs of Purim, okay, so there's the sheet of the Rav Yoh, that the Ramah quotes, so there's a mitzvah lahavos tzas besuda v'alayva. But leaving that aside, so the only mitzvah of Purim that you have at night is Kriyas and Megillah. And even that, the Lashon HaGemara, and that's how the Rav understood it, indicates that that's not really
by himself.
It's not really Megillah. It's more to set the stage for the day. So the truth is that the night of Purim, you don't really have any of the mitzvahs of Purim. You don't really have one. Ad kedai kach, that I saw, if I forget in which of the, it's not from Xavier Kocho of Shlomo Zalman, but one of the things which others have published posthumously, that there is a two days in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not Avelus is Noheges or Purim. So some say that Avelus is Noheges, both Yidal and Tezlov. Others say in Shulchan Aruch that Avelus is not Noheges in either of the two days. And then the Achronim, the later Achronim, have a third opinion, a compromise opinion, that Avelus is not Noheges and Yidal, but would be Noheges and Tezlov. Meaning, not in Yerushalayim, meaning but for us, outside of Yerushalayim. So Shlomo Zalman said, but what about the night of Purim? And Shlomo Zalman, I think it says there that Shlomo Zalman paskin that even if you hold that Avelus is not Noheges in Purim, that you don't observe Avelus and Yidal because what? But the night of Yidal you do. The night of Yidal, it's not really Purim. So for all those reasons, I think the fact that we read the Megillah at night doesn't contradict this Mahalach. I'll propose just to try to tie things together at both sides. So what we have here is follows. What we suggested is that the Simcha and Purim is not only because Yudalit and Tesvav, those days on the calendar, those red letter days on Mechayiv and Simcha, but the Simcha also is intended to be a Pesumei Nisa. The fact that we walk around through Matanas Levyon, through Shalach Manas, through Mishneh v'Simcha, that the fact that we walk around doing this, so it also contributes to the Pesumei Nisa. And then we understand where this opinion comes from, that the sequence is crucial, that the Shalach Manas and Matanas Levyonim should happen after the Kriyas and Megillah.
But not necessarily in that order, whoever comes first, that you should lay a lot of thought on the Sabbath. If you
go out of shul, there's a poor man there, give money right away. What if your friend, who you want to give a mishnah first, give a good first?
Well, according to this opinion, value given. The question is not whether you give.
Are you asking that you're okay? That's not what you're doing.
If a poor person asks, then how is he given? Whether or not, the question is whether or not you fulfilled Matanos Lev Yomim. So according to this opinion, and again, I don't want to misrepresent it. I'm not telling you that this represents what everyone in the world thinks. But according to this opinion, the answer is no, that you would not have fulfilled your formal mitzvah, or even half of your formal mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yomim, with the money that you gave to an Ani before you heard the Megillah. And we're suggesting that the explanation, or certainly that this converges with the idea that we're suggesting that the simcha of Matanos Lev Yomim and Shalat Monis is intended as a form of Pesumei Nisa. Now what the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon are saying is really two sides of the same coin. The Rambam tells us it's simcha, the Vilna Gaon tells us it's Pesumei Nisa, and it's really one and the same. Now let's just come back to the Ran and the Tosis and then just try to tie things up here. So in the Ran we were wondering, so Purim Khatan, according to the Ran, how do we commemorate, how do we mark Purim Khatan with Riboy Suda? There is supposed to be Riboy Suda. In Shulchan Aruch, incidentally, if you take a look, yeah, thank you. If you take a look in the last Man in Mokom, so the Ramah actually, at least partially, recommends following the Ram's opinion. The Mechaber doesn't give it any shelf space for the Ram's opinion. He just says, he talks about Issa Hesper the Tainus, doesn't talk about any Viboy Suda. The Ramah, if you take a look here, it's two and a quarter lines or so from the bottom. Bahamina Kisvara Harishona, meaning that there is an Issa Hesper the Tainus. Then Yesh Omim Shachayev Lahados the Mishnah of Simcha the Yedalich of Adar Rishon the Ein Noedim came. And Kolmakom says the Ramah Yavek Tzas the Seuda Kedei Lotzes Yedei Hamachmirim. So he says that one should do it. It is a not the most ringing endorsement that you'll ever find in the Ramah, but it is he certainly recommends that there be a Riboy Seuda. Now, but just, so what conceptually the Pshat and the Ran, so perhaps as follows. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, this part is not on the Mount of Comas, but if you go further in that Sugya in Zion and Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about the two Adars, so the Gemara says, well, how do you know that you shouldn't read the Megillah twice? Maybe you should read the Megillah twice. So the Gemara dashes on the Pasuk of B'chol Shana B'Shana, that you only read the Megillah once every year. Even though there are two Adars, but you're not supposed to be reading the Megillah twice. You only read the Megillah once a year. But, so we're only going to read the Megillah, then we have the Mahodas Tanoim, and we paskin that you read the Megillah, obviously, in Adar Sheni. Which means that any simcha which has to do with Pesumei Nisa doesn't make sense in Purim Khatan. A simcha which is independent, which is just a function of the day, so that will make sense in Purim Khatan. But the simcha, which is purely driven by Pesumei Nisa, that we're only going to have in the real Purim when we have the Kriyas and Megillah. So maybe that's the pshat in the run. So we were wondering, given A, that aren't the especially within simcha itself, how can you separate mishnah of the simcha, mishnah and su'uda from mashalach monis and matanos avyonim, which are also simcha? So the answer is as follows. That there are two mechayvim on Purim of simcha. One is we celebrate the day. Because this is a day in which there was a Yeshua for Pali Yisrael, we celebrate the day. Similar to celebrating the simcha on Shavuos Regalim. B, we have simcha as a way of being mefaseh and menes. Now, Mishnah the Simcha is the normal type of Simcha. That's the same type of Simcha that we have on Shavuos Regalim. Magen Avraham says that the Seudas Purim should be fleishiks. The same way on Yom Tov, Seuda connotes Basar V'Yayin. So too, But the Magen Avraham says that the Suda's Purim is supposed to be fleshless. Sometimes, this year, when Purim is Erev Shabbos, sometimes, especially if people have to go to work or something, so the Suda has to be rushed, so sometimes people are not so inclined to it, but the Magen Avraham says that really the Suda's Purim is supposed to be fleshless. Why? Because it's the same standard of Simcha. But when the Gemara says of Chayiv Inish with the Sumei, so Rashi says the Yayin. Not with Shnat. So Rashi says the Yayin. The Rambam also says the Yayin. So where do they get it from? The Gemara just says that Chayiv Inish with Sumei. The person should become intoxicated. How do they know that it's the Yayin? Because apparently the way Rashi and the Rambam learn Pshat is that where does this Chayiv Inish with Sumei come from? So apparently, that's the shear of mitzvah simcha. That mitzvah simcha always is bibasa v'yayin. So that there's yayin on Purim, so we know, because that's simcha. And the chayish inisulid sume is not a brand new mitzvah, it's a shear. It's a question on yantiv. How much wine do you have to drink to satisfy the mitzvah simcha on yantiv? Okay, so let's say maybe on yantiv it's a revius. That's probably a good guess. Let's say, for argument's sake, that on yantiv you'd have to drink a revius of yayin. So how much wine are you supposed to drink to satisfy the mitzvah simcha and Purim? You drink a chayav enish le'if sume. So the riboy seuda, that's the standard type of simcha. So in Purim Katan, even though we don't have pesume nisa, we will have the simcha of mishnah v'simcha, because that simcha is associated with the days, with the calendar days of Yadal and Tazvav Adar. But the special forms of simcha, of Matanas Devyanim and Shalach Mondes, those are unique to they accompany the Kriyas HaMegillah. They accompany the Kriyas HaMegillah. So in Purim Katan, since there's no Pesume Nisa in Purim Katan, so you don't have the Shalach Mondes and Matanas Devyanim either. So you sort of have the universal element of simcha. You don't have those unique elements of simcha. And that's the pshat in the Ran, again, because of this double Mechayev. What about Tosfos? So Tosfos apparently, the answer, and everything we've been discussing was necessary for the Ran. But for Tosfos apparently, Purim Katan is a misnomer. What was the problem that we were dealing with in Tosfos? The problem we had in Tosfos isn't the Yisur Hesped Vatayinus and Purim rooted in the Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha? Isn't that what the Gemara in Hayom and Vei says? So the answer for Tosfos apparently is that Yud Dal and Tezvav, we call it Purim Katan. But Tosfos would probably say that's a misnomer. That really, Purim is exclusively in Adar Sheni. There is no Purim in Adar Rishon either. Elamai, what's all the days in Megillas Tainus? All the days in Megillas Tainus means that on these days, you have a special observance, and you mark the days with an Issa Hesbe the Tainus. According to Tosfos, Shavin that Asurim Behesped of Tainus was Bazer Bazer, what that means is that on Adar Rishon, Yudal and Tezvav are not inferior to any of the other days that we used to find in Megillas Tainus. That Yudal and Tezvav Adar, even though they're not Purim, but they remain special days, Purim, meaning representing when we observe the Yom Tov of Purim, is exclusively in Adar Sheni. But Yudal and Tezvav, Adar Rishon, they remain special red letter days. So the Issa Hesped Vatayinus on Yudal and Adar Rishon for Tosfos is not because it's a little bit of a Purim. No, it's because Yudal and Adar and Tezvav, Yudal and Tezvav, Adar Rishon, no different than Echveis, no different than Rosh Chodesh, no different than all those other days which were listed in Megillas Tainus, they're red-letter days, but it's not a mini-Purim. According to the Ran, it's a mini-Purim, but without Pesumei Nisa. And according to Tosfos, no, that Yudal and Tezvav Adar Rishon, again, they're anniversaries of miracles. They're not Purim. Purim is only once a year in Adar Sheni, but these are anniversaries of miracles.